land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, October 31st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, little side note, little bit of relief. 8 o'clock tonight on Fox is the game six of the World Series. It heads back to Toronto, Canada. Toronto Blue Jays leading over the LA Dodgers 3-2. Tonight is do or die for the Los Angeles Dodgers. If they don't win tonight, they lose. Toronto Blue Jays will be the World Series champions of Major League Baseball. Plan to watch the game. Fox, 8 o'clock tonight. If you're passing out candy, the kids might be done by then because it's going to get dark out. But it is going to be a great game. So get your popcorn, get your favorite beverage. Tune into Fox tonight, 8 o'clock. Get a little break from everything that's going on in the world, a little break from what's happening in Washington, what's happening in Lansing. And sit back and possibly watch the last baseball game of the year. If Toronto wins, they're the champs, it's over. If LA Dodgers fight to the end and win, it will put up a game seven tomorrow night, same time, same network, 8 p.m. Saturday night on Fox will be the game seven. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I'm heading downstate for some business meetings and some things I got to take care of on Saturday. But be definitely watching the game. Hopefully be able to enjoy the game tonight. Hope you can take advantage and watch it as well. One of the things that I think we're looking at is this is going to be basically, I think, pressure from the president, Donald Trump, putting pressure on the Senate Democrats to get back this week to vote to open up the federal government. There's a couple of things that are happening where the SNAP program is not going to be funded, the WIC program is not going to be funded, Head Start's not going to be funded. And basically, they're now talking about air traffic controllers not getting their paychecks. And if that happens, we could be heading into Thanksgiving holiday travel, in total chaos. Airports shut down because of the delays, lack of air traffic controllers, and basically, it's Washington's fault. Bottom line, Republicans are saying, Democrats, all you have to do is open the government back up and we can negotiate from there. Democrats are refusing to do it. Sorry, folks, this is on them. Bottom line, this is on the Senate Democrats, the House Democrats. They need to go and do their jobs. They're getting paid. They're getting their paychecks. But we're looking at other federal agencies now. Today could be the last time they get a check, and some of them aren't even getting a check today. Federal workers not getting their paychecks today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. 'Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lockhawk, ready to rock. It's kind of spooky, but man, it's a great day.
And how much bow season is left?
Oh, gosh, we got lots of time left, Randy. Bow season's going to run through November 14th, then we hit the two-week or so firearm, regular firearm season, then we kick back into bow season, then we have muzzleloader season, then we're back into bow season, and then we've got late doe season, back into bow season. You can shoot a deer in Michigan till roughly January 1st, and then we have an extended doe season for some of our urban areas in southern Michigan that goes through mid-January.
Yeah, that's what we need to do is focus on those doe. And one of the other things, you know, again, I keep seeing them on the side of the road. Who is responsible for those carcasses, or do they now have the attitude just let nature take care of them?
Well, it's kind of let nature take care of it. The DNR and the road commissions and MDOT have been in a feud for some time on what they can and can't do. It would be nice if that was rectified and people sat down at the table and agreed that the road commissions would take care of those carcasses or villages, wherever those deer are at, because it's not fun to have a rotting deer carcass in front of grandma's house for
right.
a long time, and she has no ability or way to move or dispose of a deer carcass. So that's something you might take up with your state rep or county commissioners.
Okay, county commissioners I think is the ones that need to do it. I had an elderly lady going out to our mailbox on 31, and I've seen this large doe carcass that's been there on the side of the road probably, I don't know, 30, 40 feet from her mailbox. Mm-hmm. And so I saw her literally walking down the driveway towards her mailbox to get her mail. So I pulled over to the side of the road, and I said, ma'am, do you have anybody that can help you, remove this carcass? She goes, oh, no, I'm all by myself. She's in her 80s. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you mind if I take care of it for you? And she goes, oh, God bless you. She said, I hate looking at that thing every day and the birds and all the things that, she has to deal with. So yeah. I grabbed my gloves, and she had a kind of a treed ditch area off to the side of her mailbox. And so I drug it past the ditch so it wouldn't block any flow of water or anything, but mm-hmm. I dragged it up into the woods, to get it off the road and to get it, allow it to decay and let the nature do its thing there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she came out and she gave me a small sandwich baggie of cookies. And she's God bless you. Thank you for doing that. So
yeah, it's when somebody can't take care of things like that, it's not a big yeah. deal for us to just stop and be a good citizen
yeah.
and just drag it off the road and, just a little ways out of sight, out of mind. Actually, then it allows critters and bugs to do their thing, like you said, and take care of that. And it reverts back to, back to top. Soil the way that nature intended. But yeah, that's important to do that stuff. It's we just had a client with a deer collision last night. We just talked to her on the phone, make sure everything was good. This is the time of year where at dawn and dusk, even middle of the day, for the next 2-3 weeks, be super, super careful. This is the buck's opportunity to breed does, and they have this little tiny window and they go crazy doing it. And
yeah.
At any time, anywhere, but particularly along fence rows, field edges, overgrown ditches, in between food sources and, say, what I would call bedding area swamps, those bucks are going to be chasing does. There will be multiple deer. So if a doe crosses in front of you, slow down. There will be 1 to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 bucks following that doe almost every single time from here through the end of November.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, I think, but with a lot more of these trucks pulled over to the shoulder of the road, they're out there, bow hunting right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think between the bucks chasing the does and the hunters being in the woods, they've completely disrupted,
uh-huh.
the natural cycle, and it's almost like they're being flushed out now.
Yeah, yeah. In particular, this is a time where if you ride motorcycles, to be like hyper aware. I mean, hyper aware of deer, and in places where deer are frequent, because it's just devastating. Anytime I see or hear about motorcycles making contact with a deer.
Yeah. No, Mine's in the barn, and the battery cable's been disconnected.
That's a good move for this time of year. It's just, you know, and again, you know, dawn and dusk are the prime times, but when a doe is an estrus and a buck is hounding her, it can be anytime, anywhere, and let's face it, bucks aren't looking for cars.
Yeah. You know,
they're not going to stop and look. They're just going to go. And, yeah, very, very dangerous right now.
Now, one other thing, we've talked about this before, and, mm-hmm. and you've mentioned it, you know, recently, but again, we've got insurance policies in place. A lot of times, without even maybe talking to our insurance agent, particular type of vehicles, trailers, equipment, different things like that. But there's all kinds of risk that if these policies aren't written correctly, Tristan, could cause actual problems for people.
Absolutely. I always encourage people, don't hide anything from me. You know, I'm not the IRS. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But I want to make sure if something catastrophic happens to you or your property, that you have coverage. So if you're going to short-term rental your cottage, you need to let your insurance agent know. If you buy a new boat, it's just a little fishing boat. Well, you need to make sure that it's listed on your policy for at least liability coverage. If you don't want physical coverage, that's your choice, but at least liability coverage. You want to make sure these any changes are listed. If you upgrade something, if you put an addition on, we want to make sure that's reflected in the notes on your policy so that, you know, heaven forbid something bad happen, you have coverage. And so it's just better to have those conversations and be open with your agent. And that's why I try to make myself available to my clients and really anyone that calls to do an insurance checkup so that they understand their policies and know they can call and talk to myself or attend the office about what they have and what they've changed.
Well, and the other aspect of this is sometimes you don't even realize it, but like, for example, we're getting ready to put, you know, a vehicle in the barn for winter storage. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's like, okay, I need to get a hold of Tristan and let him know that, you know, this is coming off the road, going into storage. Basically, all we need is comprehensive coverage. Take collision off, you know, do whatever you got to do regarding mm-hmm. it. But that actually can save quite a bit of money.
It can save quite a bit of money. Maybe you've been a recipient of a life insurance policy and you're financially in a very good position. Maybe you want to consider upping the deductibles on your policies, which will save you premium money in most cases, and just self-insure a little bit more. That's sure. fine, too. People go through different life stages and changes, and things happen. Self-insuring is the least expensive way to go. Run higher deductibles. You're sitting on enough money where you know, $5,000 isn't going to, you know, harm you financially. Let's up the deductible on your homeowner's policy to $5,000. You're probably just going to fix it anyway. And so why are you paying premiums for something at, you know, $500, $1,000, or $2,500 when you're just going to fix it up to $5,000 or $10,000 anyway?
Sure.
And so those things can make a difference over time, saving you money.
Yeah. Well, one thing we've always talked about, and I want to focus again on the affordability of life insurance for younger people. And I'm still pressing my granddaughter to work with us regarding our great-granddaughter, but for some reason, she's not understanding it. So, but this is something that can be done relatively, very cheaply as far as monthly costs go. Uh-huh. But like you said, this is something that can actually, based on that book, Bank on Yourself, where people can actually set these young people up financially going forward in their future. Down the line, explain that thought process and what yeah. you hope to accomplish with people.
Yeah, yeah. It's I set goals for myself throughout the year for different types of policies and policy count and that kind of thing. And my goal over the next couple of months is to protect 10 more families with some life insurance. To give you an example, 10-year term, let's get something in place. If maybe you know you need $1 million, but you're like, oh, that's going to cost too much money. Well, having $100,000 is better than having zero. And so let's just run a normal non-tobacco male that's 30 years old. Okay? 10-year term policy to lock in some coverage to get you through the next 10 years with those conversion options. 30-year-old non-smoker is going to be right around $15 a month for $100,000 bucks. lock it in for 10 years. We're not talking about life-changing money here. Let's run it up to 40. 40-year-old, non-smoking male, generally good health, is going to be under $17 a month. Okay, you know, if you want to get $250,000, 40-year-old, generally healthy, non-smoking male, you're going to be about $31-32 a month.
Dollar a day.
You know, a dollar a day, you know, to lock in $250,000.
Yeah.
You know, to pay off the mortgage, to make sure your wife or your spouse doesn't have to work maybe for a year or two or three, depending on your financial position. And let's go to females. Okay, so maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. You're very, very valuable. You're irreplaceable in any concept for a dad who's maybe a single income source. You need life insurance. You need it to take care of the kids if something happened to you. 40-year-old female, non-smoking, generally good health. You know, you're going to be about $22 a month for $250,000 for a 10-year policy. You know, females are less than males because less risk. We're not talking about massive money. You know, again, if you're, you know, 20 years old, non-smoking female, generally good health, you know, for a 10-year term policy for $250,000, let's double that. Let's go to $500,000, you know, 20, all the way up to age 25, non-smoking, generally healthy female, $20 a month, $500,000, lock it in.
$20 a month. Yep. Unbelievable.
Lock in that 10-year term, and then as you get your financial legs underneath you, then we can talk about conversions. We can talk about going to a 20-year. Let's look really quick at a 20-year term. No tobacco. Male. Okay, 30 years old, 20 years. Let's lock in $250,000, less than $25 a month.
I can't believe how cheap this is for young people.
Absolutely.
And the other aspect to this, Tristan, is when you're at that age, you know, and probably most likely going to buy a house or, you know, start a business or whatever, you've got to look at the liability potential as to, okay, God forbid, you know, something happens. I'm dead. My wife is going to be stuck with this mortgage or this business, whatever has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
For, like you say, less than a dollar a day, all these problems can go away.
Well, you just have peace of mind. And you don't even know you're carrying this stress, but you are. When you have debt and you don't have life insurance, you have an unknown stressor in your life. Let's look at a 20-year male, $1 million policy. 30 years old, $1 million, no tobacco. About $66, $67 a day, or a month.
Sure.
Okay. Now that's at 30 years old. Okay. Remember, we're locking in a 20-year term, so 30 would take you to 50.
Right.
If you wait till you're 40, the same policy is $142 a month.
Oh, yeah.
It almost doubles from age 30 to 40.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and then, and if you go back to, you know, age 25, you're about $48 a month for $1 million locked in for 20 years.
Well,
and that
bottom
doesn't change.
Line,
that price stays the same for 20 years.
And these prices, like you say, this is something you have a chart. You can talk to people on the phone. They call you up and say, hey, this is how old I am. How much? Let's talk. Let's take it from there. I'm going to give out Tristan's personal cell phone. He likes text messaging. 231-631-6659. Send him a text message, get a quote, and give him a call. Greatly appreciate it. Good information, Tristan. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great Halloween.
Bottom of the hour news break.